item is subdivision 2004-44, Fran Gonzon, clarification of condition of approval number one.
Mr. Wheatley, when this application was originally applied for, they were proposing 205 lots. At the public hearing, the engineer submitted a revised preliminary plan that they presented, and it called for 180 lots. On October 13th of 2005, the commission granted preliminary approval. Condition number one stated that there shall be no more than 205 lots within the subdivision. Once the legal ad is written, it always stays at that number of lots, right? It can always be reduced. Maybe we were thinking maybe that's where that condition originated from. The engineer called. I had a phone conversation with him. He agrees that it should be the 180 lots. And of course, now his clients want for 205 lots, not Adam. So we think we need to make a correction to the minutes.
Yeah, I think what you should do is go back and not only correct the minutes, but just, I think, if Mr. Burton or somebody, whoever made the motion back in 2005, I'm not sure, Burton. Was it Mr. Burton? Yeah, I mean, it was probably just a misstatement based on the legal.
That's before my time.
Yeah, I was going to say that was before
Mr. Burton.
That
wasn't Mr. Burton. It was before your time. There was no one on there.
That would have been someone filling in for Jack, when there was nobody here.
Just
that area.
Before.
Yeah. Nobody made a motion.
Mr. Wheatley.
It's in Mr. Allen's area. It's
Allen's area, right?
That I made the motion.
Sure, Mr. Wheatley made the
motion.
Yeah, but
and I suspect it was a drafting error, frankly.
It was October 13th.
That I made a drafting error.
Yeah, well, that was after he passed away, though.
The intent was 180, was to limit them.
Sure. And that's the thing. That's what their hearing was. It was on 180, and as Shane said, that while it was advertised, that just tracks through. And I think the thing to do is, whomever made the motion, I think it was probably irrelevant at this point. I think there just needs to be a motion to correct the record from October 13th, 2005, to reflect that the number of approved lots on the preliminary site plan for subdivision 2004-44 is 180, as presented during the public hearing. Don't ask me to say that again, because it came out nice, and I don't think you can say it twice.
I move what he said.
Push the replay button.
Now, what I think, here's the motion, is that that whoever make the motion move to correct the motion from, and the record and the minutes from the October 13th, 2005 commission meeting, to reflect that 180 lots were submitted and presented to the commission on the preliminary site plan, and that's the number that were and should have been approved.
You're right, the first version was better.
It was, I told you.
Why don't you guys make that motion, because you were here?
Mr. Chairman, yeah. Regarding subdivision 2004-44, Fran Gonzon, my motion is for a clarification, a revision of that motion, and a reflection of the changing of the minutes to show preliminary approval to be 180 lots, which was submitted.
And what was presented
and what was
during the public hearing.
During the public hearing, as a matter of record, on October 13th, 2005.
Second.
That motion and the minutes reflect that 180.
Well, just as a point of clarification, I don't know when the public hearing was on October 15th, 2005, so it would be to reflect the preliminary site plan that was presented to the commission on August 15th, 2005, and to correct the motion that was made on October 13th, 2005.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to clarify condition of approval number one, as stated, for subdivision 2004-44, Fran Gonza. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.